Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey guys, how's everyone doing today? I hope that you're having an amazing day. I am excited because this is episode 19 and I have some really cool things here that I want to discuss with you. Today's topic is called Discovering Your Strengths and Create Positive Change in Your Life. You know, many people have a very hard time when I ask them, what are their strengths? I've even struggled with, what are my strengths? I don't know if you find yourself struggling with those kind of things, but that's what today's topic is going to be. We're actually going to help you to spot some of your strengths. We're also going to see some sign of strengths so that you can actually look for them. The benefits of spotting those strengths in your life and developing and enabling strengths so that you can begin to have some practical steps to set in place to identify that and operate in those strengths that God has given you. So, anyhow, research has shown that people who know their strengths and use them have a tendency to feel happier, even have a better self-esteem, and are more likely to accomplish their goals. Yet the crazy thing is that a lot of times people don't even know how to identify their strengths. And so today I want to help you to have a clear idea of what those are and even how to begin to use them in your life. Also on some of my own personal experiences on how hard it was to see strengths in my life until I really started to search for them and also identify some of the beliefs that were clouding my strengths. And so these discoveries can help even reduce depression I've seen. It can help you to be successful and help with even completing any kind of goals that you set if you know what your strengths are. So how do you know what your strengths are? How do you know? How do you look for them? Or can you tell me my strengths are these? Well, I want to help you to identify and spot out some different kinds of strengths that could be very like, as a matter of fact, they're in your face and you're not even aware that, oh, this is a strength. Now, I'm not talking about, yeah, I'm a good counselor or I'm a good cook or things like that. I want us to go a little bit deeper at asking yourself with the first question is, what are you good at? Are you good at cooking? Are you good at speaking? Are you good at writing? And if you're anything like me, and even in my upbringing, everything that was pointed out throughout my life was what I did wrong. And so that's everything of weakness, and those I could talk about all day long. But when it came to identifying my strengths, it took me a little bit because I had to get past my own beliefs of what I thought of me. And so that's the first place you'll also want to start, is just looking at where your beliefs are. And if you can't answer where your strengths are, then I'm sure you may be able to point out some weaknesses, but that's not the mission here today. So the first question is, what are you good at? Like I said, cooking, cleaning, writing, public speaking, or you're very hospitable or good at serving others. And what do you enjoy doing? Like for me, I love to teach workshops. I love to educate people and give people tools that can help them to grow. But did I start off like that? Absolutely not. Did I go looking to be a counselor? No way. Actually, I didn't even like people. So like for God to totally set me up along this life and journey has been very interesting. And scary for, you know, being placed in a position where I'm like complete opposite of what I've grown up to be like to today, really instilling hope in people's lives and even meeting people where they're at in their lives. And that didn't always come easy because it requires a level of vulnerability and creating a safe space for people to be able to open their hearts up without feeling judged or condemned and whatever lies come with that. And so what do you enjoy doing? I know for me, I like doing a lot of fun stuff, But I really do enjoy teaching. I'm a student by nature. I love growing. I love learning. And so I love to educate myself on different topics. And I never knew why God would bring me individuals that had trauma. Never went looking for that. I just thought, I do not want to get into the trenches of that. And lo and behold, I am now certified as a trauma specialist in this area. Now, mind you, again, never did I go looking for that, but I just thought, okay, God, you continue to bring me this, and I'm trying to understand the body and how to help people. And so I decided to get certified in it. And so I want you to ask yourself, what do you enjoy doing? And in what areas of your life have you been most successful at? And a lot of times we don't go out on our strengths because maybe we attempted to do something and it didn't quite pan out at that time or in that season of your life. But the cool thing about it is that we get to rewrite it, that we get to retry it. There's no such thing as failure. Failure to me is more of if you don't go back and try to do it again or even tweak it, even like goals, like if you didn't meet the goals, it didn't mean you fail, that you have an opportunity to rewrite them and start over again. So that's the cool thing. So another thing is, when are you most happiest? And I'm sorry, guys, if you hear a thing, it's my email in the background that continues to alert me that there's email. So I'm going to go ahead and shut that down so you don't hear the ding all the time. So anyhow, I want you to really think about, and these are some ways that you can spot some strengths in yourself. If you're not even sure, ask someone, what do you think my strengths are? And someone that you trust and can take in what they're saying without getting your feelings hurt or that tell you some things that you're like, no way, you're just telling me that because you're my friend. No, go to someone that you adore, that you love, that you trust, and that can speak into your life and also speak those things that are inside of you to come out, because that's what I had in my life. When I gave my life to the Lord, I was a wreck. I was like, my thinking was garbage, and I was very hopeless and never saw any of my strengths. And God continued to just rally people around me that would speak life into me and would speak those things that they saw in me. And I saw the fruit of those things even today. So I want to encourage you to grab some people that you admire and people that you know are going to be honest and not, give you a whole bunch of baloney, that they're giving you truth and that you can accept what truth they're giving you about your strengths. So the other thing is, though, let's say, okay, I'm good at cooking, but you're a great cook. That's your strength. Okay, but I was actually watching the Cooking Channel this week, and when I homeschooled my sons, one of my sons I did home economics with and taught him how to cook. Both of my boys know how to cook, and I'm on the verge of teaching my daughter that's 14 going on 30, but my oldest knows how to cook and is an amazing cook, and so is my middle child as well. But I find myself watching the Cooking Channel, and that's what my son would do growing up. He'd turn on the TV and watch the Cooking Channel. Till this day, he still watches the Cooking Channel. And why does he do that? To learn new things, to learn new recipes. So, what makes you, let's say, if you're a great cook, what makes you good at that? What makes you good, has it been, I'm good at serving? Okay, what made you good at that? Or let's say you've had a successful relationship. So, like for instance, I've been with my husband 28 years. Now, I don't have the do-all, know-all kind of tools for a marriage, but I know what seems to work and what hasn't worked throughout almost our 28 years together. So I know, what has allowed me to maintain this relationship or maintain our relationship. And one of the things you can ask yourself, if there's things that you've been doing for years that you really enjoy, ask yourself, like, what have you done to maintain that career or that job? Or even it's like you're a great at-home mom, which kudos to all the at-home moms that are out there, because guess what? They don't get paid for what they do. They get to raise the chitlins. And I was an at-home mom for many, many years. And I felt like I had no value, no strengths. And here's the cool thing that I kind of want to break down with you guys today. I remember when the Lord called me to homeschool the kids, and it was my two boys. My daughter didn't get homeschooled. God saved her and spared her soul. But I do remember how challenging it was to be an homeschool parent, a home and a parent to a homeschooler, because therefore I was their teacher and I also was their mom, and it was really hard to like separate those two things with my children. But in that season, I grew so much and saw the challenges, and it was really, really hard for me to manage our home and manage their grades and the importance of making sure I'm doing this right because I had to turn things into the state and whatnot. But it was extremely challenging. And I think I was just not an at-home mom. I was also homeschooling my children, which took the life out of me, especially my second child. He would challenge me. I do recall one time when I told him I had no idea about some math stuff that I was teaching him. And he was in fifth grade at the time. And I remember telling him, gosh, I don't really know how to do that. And it was just kind of like a sense of disappointment to him, like, Mom, you do not know this? And to me, looking at his face and hearing him say that was like, no, I don't. I'm horrible at math, guys. But guess what? The teacher in me, the student in me said, I'm going to learn this and I'm going to teach this to my son. And eventually it became where me and my son were having a competition on who can get the problem done a lot sooner. And so what I'm telling you, even with that season of my life, God was already setting up different strengths in me of teaching, of educating. And those are the things that I even do today outside of counseling. And so when you think about this in this area of your life, what have you done to maintain these things? Because those are things that you need to look into your life today so you can pull out what has been your strengths that maybe you're not even aware of that you're operating in. And you may feel like, you know what, I'm not the best at this. And that's okay. Because, like my son, that we did home economics and would watch the cooking channel, he became such a great cook and does all these different dishes that I'm like, oh my goodness, that I found myself even sitting on the weekend watching the cooking channel and learning, like, oh, I want to grow in this area. I want to cook different things outside of Hispanic dishes. I want to be able to cook more Americanized dishes and different kinds of dishes. And so, how do you do that? By starting to go around people that are doing the things that you want to learn or grow in. And so, the other thing is, what activities do you gravitate to? So, to me, I love anything that has workshops or conferences or seminars. You find myself, I'm doing some kind of training or podcast that I'm in, and of course, I have my own podcast as you're listening in, duh. But just finding myself in areas where I need to grow in, whether it's finances, whether a new level or new season of my marriage, or how to raise a 14-year-old girl teenager. My gosh, guys, why didn't anybody warn me? I have had boys my entire life. My oldest is going to be 27 this year. My middle one is 21, will be 22. And boys are so different than girls. So I find myself looking at things that can help me on how to help my daughter. And I'm not afraid to admit that because that's an area where I've had boys. I had two brothers growing up. So to me, it was like, I know how to do this. But when my daughter was born, I'm completely clueless. And I've learned so much along the way and continue to learn from her. So, anyhow, what gravitates you, like what activities do you like that gravitates you? This can typically point you to your strength, which is very cool. So if you like watching seminars or growing or whatnot, whatever it is that you have a tendency to gravitate to, there may be some strengths hidden in that on why you're gravitated to those things. What are some of the things that hobbies that maybe you like? And how do these put your strengths to use? How do they do that? So with me, I love doing Bible studies, like I said, workshops or anything like that. And I feel the most fulfilled in those areas when I'm doing them too, because I'm operating in the strengths that God has given me. And so another question that I want to propose is what activities do like like really energize you. Like at the end of the day, yeah, it was hard to prepare for, but at the end of that day, you're like, oh, I feel so great. Like I feel so energized that you're excited about it. You know, you've enjoyed it. It was a great day or a great couple of hours for you. So what, you know, causes you to just be energized in this? And then the other one is, what makes a really good day for you? What is that? I want you to really sit back and really self-evaluate what that looks like for you. And you may say, well, I'm at a dead-end job and I hate it. Okay, so let's figure out what have been some of your strengths, or look at your resume. What do you seem to gravitate to? Or let's say maybe you didn't have jobs that you like enjoyed. You just did it because you needed a paycheck. Been there, done that, understand that completely. But then begin to really look into what some of your passions are. Here are some of the signs of strength that you can look for. Like you're being drawn to things that allow for the use of your strength. So, for instance, you know, homeschooling for me. That was very scary when God told me to do it. I felt completely lost because there was no teaching or anything like that involved. Now, mind you, I did a lot of teaching through our church, at women's retreats and marriage retreats and marriage classes that I did. And so God was already preparing the way in things of ways that I was. And growing up, I was very disorganized. So I'm completely different today. And also, how did I grow in my organization skills? I had to be around people that talked about how to be organized and read books on it and got around other families. And so God started to really put those pieces together. So, what is it that draws you to certain things and allows you to use those strengths that you're in? And then the other one is, do you get a sense of energy and engagement when you're using these strengths? And when you've used these strengths, has it been successful for you? So with me, with homeschooling, I hate to go back to homeschooling, I felt very discouraged. I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. And for many years, I did it on my own and then decided to join a co-op where my kids could go to school one day a week and have a social life, and gave me a time to teach at the school to second graders, but also be around other homeschool moms and mirror to see what are they doing so I can make my life a lot easier at home, because it just feels like I'm frustrated all the time with my children. And so I noticed that when I was teaching the second graders, I just felt very energized and really looked forward to that because it was not my kids, right? But it was a multitude of little babies walking around, little second graders walking around, and just reminding myself of like, oh my gosh, they're so young, and not having to feel like I needed to know it all. They were second graders, and giving them the basics. But I was really being hard on myself throughout that. And when I joined the co-op, it really helped me to just become confident in what I was doing. It was still hard. And at the end of the day, when I lay my head telling the Lord, why am I doing this, God? Seriously, this is hard work. And then having to separate myself from being mom and being a teacher, I just felt like it was really hard to do. I mean, I felt like I was mom and teacher all day long. And so that was extremely hard. But, you know, was it successful? I look back at it today, and those were the stepping stones for me to be able to do the things that I do today. So, signs of your strength, look for those things when you've been in it, whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's, you know, working at a certain location, or just jobs throughout your life, or teaching, or being a student too. Like, I remember doing my master's program and just thinking, like, what the heck am I doing? I have no idea what I'm doing. This is extremely hard. But man, it was all in my like just vibe of doing things, of growing, of learning. And I learned so much for myself, you know, doing that program. And God strategically placed people in my lives during that season that were encouraging to me, that when I wanted to quit, I did it, and even called out strengths that I never even saw in myself till about 2 years ago. And so check out the signs of the strengths that are in your life. Like, look for those signs. Where are they operating in? And some of the benefits of spotting those things is also like even recognizing it in others. Like, it's good for your well-being, number one, but also it can have a positive effect on you with relationships too. Like knowing, like, I'm an encourager. You know, I like to speak and breathe hope into people's lives. And I like to see someone that, not particularly see them this way, but I love being involved in someone that feels like they have absolutely no worth, you know, or no purpose in this life. And God begins to show me what's inside of them and me calling those things out into existence. And the person begins to just transform and renews their mind. And I never had that growing up. It was quite the opposite for me. I had a lot of negative talk, putting down, very cutting, very critical, very judgmental. And so now, mind you, even on those strengths that were not good, critical, judgmental, I've even struggled with that, guys. And those were weaknesses of mine that I still find myself just overcoming and walking out and reminding myself, like, that's not who you are anymore, you know, or being quick to judge. And God calls me out on, like, hey, hey, watch that. And almost forgetting where I came from and where God took me out of. So be careful of those things too that you may spot in your lives that keep you even enabled from moving forward and reminding yourself that maybe you're not in those weaknesses anymore or you're overcoming those weaknesses, you know, on a daily basis. So another thing is being able to look for strength in others. What do you see in others? And call those things out in people. I remember when they started calling things out for me and some of my church community, and I'm looking at them like, what are these crazy people telling me? And they did see things that I never saw. Like I said, I was very clouded by a lot of the things in my upbringing. And God strategically placed people in my life. And that did wonders for me, that I find myself doing that today and in the line of work that I do it. I'm not more of a kind of just talk to talk kind of person, or I have a hard time just operating in fakeness or being a fake person. And so whenever I feel like I have to be fake, to me, it's not authentic and I've lost sight of who I am. And I've had to be, you know, where maybe I didn't like a certain individual and I had to really go to God to help me be around them, but it required a lot of level for me to just love that person or engage with that person when I had to. And so even, you know, calling out strengths in other people is going to be beneficial for you as well, because you never know who needs that encouraging word or who needs someone to pull out greatness in them. And you may be the person that God calls. The other thing that I want to talk about is developing and enabling your strengths. So once you discover your strengths, the next step is to grow in them and begin to use them. So let's say, oh my gosh, I discovered that I love to help, you know, serve. And I have one of my clients that really enjoys serving in her church and just loves it. And I remember how many years I spent serving and doing things. And it felt good to just give back to the people and give back to what God had done for me. And being in that space where God could use me, and I felt like it was my way of giving back. So if you're one that loves to volunteer, right, and not quite sure, look into some of the things that maybe really ignite fire underneath you. You know, whether it's feeding the homeless or, you know, teaching a class or teaching the little kids at church or working at a daycare. Like, you really got to dig deep on finding out what those strengths are. And there's a lot of like different kinds of personality assessments out there that you can use, even spiritual gifts, like discovering some of your spiritual gifts. There's a book by Peter Wagner that will help you to discover some of your spiritual gifts, and even books on your spiritual personality that is out there that you can look into if you're not quite sure, like, what is my personality? I don't know. Like, what are my strengths and weaknesses? The Enneagram is another one, where The Road Back to You is a book that we've used where it helps you to discover what are your strengths, you know, what are your weaknesses, and how to work on those things. So those are some resources that you guys can use if you're struggling with learning or discovering what your strengths are. The other thing is, think of any opportunities that you can use your strengths in. Like, really begin to think about that. Like, what am I good at? You know what? I'm going to put this to work. You know, and I love to serve people, and I served for many, many years at our church and still find myself serving in different capacities in my life now with my schedule. But being able to just serve a person, however that is, by praying, by speaking with them, you know, by purchasing something for them, a tool that can help them, or even by praying for them. I mean, it doesn't have to be like this huge, like, you know, strength, any kind of strength that God has given us, which He has for you. God talks about giving you gifts, and some people have different gifts, but we all play one role in all of those gifts if we come together and utilize them. So think of opportunities that you can use your gifts in. What's an impact of your strength on others? And how do you know this? Like, what do you see? Man, that really helped this person. And really begin to identify that. For me, one of the scariest things with my whole life was fear of judgment, fear of man, approval of man. Those were a lot of my weaknesses. I was trying to find validation wherever I could or how I could. And basically, I didn't want anything to do with public speaking. Definitely didn't want to be in the limelight. Definitely didn't want to be on stage. Definitely didn't want to be on camera. And of course, guys, like, you're listening to me, so clearly I've overcome that. But I would freak out. And even on Transformation Tuesday, I would hate having to go live because I thought, oh my God, the world is going to see who I am, have a name now with the face, and then hearing me speak. Excuse me. And what are they going to think of me? And I just remember really hearing God basically say, this isn't about you. It's about what I've called you to do. And guys, this is about what God has called you to do. God hasn't given you the strengths that you have for you to hoard it up somewhere and keep it tucked away, but wants you to operate in those things. So when are you at your best? And how can you be like this more often in your life? And for me, you know, I'm in counseling, and a lot of times it's heavy days. It's really hard. There are some clients that it's extremely hard to see what they're going through. And I love when they get that aha moment. And a lot of times it takes a little bit. So learning to be patient and continuing to pray, because I'm not the savior or the life changer for them. I'm just coming alongside them to really coach them. But I've seen that when I'm being led by the Holy Spirit to guide these clients or people that God has placed throughout my life, I've seen that when I allow the Holy Spirit to really guide me, it's really beautiful, the work that God does. And I honestly can't take any credit for that. And even with my marriage, there's no way I could take credit. Now, I've done lots of counseling for myself and marriage counseling, but I can't say, hey, I was the one that did this. No, it was my willingness to die to what I wanted, but also die and admit that there's some challenges that I need help in, and I don't know how to do this, and how do I grow stronger in this? I want to give you some practical steps that can help you to better utilize your strengths. So think of a new way to deal with an existing problem that you're facing today. Using that strength, how would you accomplish this? So I want to use a live scenario for me. When I feel defeated or hopeless in a situation that maybe I've been praying about or feel challenged in, I forget to remember, guys. I forget that I am a counselor, that I at times would tell myself, okay, you need a counseling session, sit down and whatnot. I forget, guys. I do. And sometimes I'm not preaching. You know, I'm not doing what I'm preaching. And I'm being completely raw here. Sometimes I forget, what would I tell a client in this? And how come it is like all my tools just left my brain? Well, I want you to pick out an existing problem that you're currently facing today. And what would you do to accomplish this? So one thing that I've noticed that God has given me is like a spirit of joy and hope, right? When I'm going through the trenches, though, I find myself defeated and hopeless. Go figure, opposite, right? So what do I do to that situation and how do I fix that problem? Well, I would begin to speak hope into that, begin to encourage myself that you're doing the best you can right now, and this is temporary what you're going through. And even though I'm going through the trenches or challenges, I know that God's going to get the glory. So, what is it that you are facing today, an existing problem that you can use whatever strength that is and operate in that? What's a new way that you can put your strength into a new hobby or project or career change? One of the hardest things for me was I remember when I worked at a life coaching practice and the Lord was calling me to go back to school. I thought that I would be done. My background is in marriages and family, and God was calling me to go back to school and resign from my job. And I thought, what? And I was only working part-time, but God was very clear on that. And little did I know that it was in those years where I was going to be homeschooling and whatnot. So it was extremely hard to go back to school after not being in school for I don't know how many years, guys. Like I got grades, okay? And having God tell me to quit my job was very scary because what about finances was my first thing. But I had to be obedient to what God said, and I did resign from that job and started to pursue my bachelor's in psychology and life coaching. And I got that and I thought, I'm done, I'm good. Well, then the Lord was like, well, I'm glad that you're done and you're good, but I'm asking you to finish what I've asked you to finish what you've started. And I thought, what I started? I didn't start this. You started this. And so the Lord was like, I'm asking you to finish what I've called you to do. So shortly after that, I only even not even let weeks lapse over. I went into my master's. So in 2018, I got my bachelor's. In January of 2019, I started my master's program, and it was not just any master's program, guys. It was hard. It was like somebody took all my insides, everything that I've known, and basically dumped everything out and put new data inside of me. It was such a hard season for me. I was being stretched in so many ways. I was challenged in so many ways. And I think back on that, season of my life, and it was extremely hard, but God was there every step of the way. Little did I know that I was going to be a counselor. I thought I'll just be a life coach, I'll just speak every here and every now and then. But God wanted more for me. And guys, God wants more for you. And I don't know who this is for today. And whatever it is, that problem that you're facing, I want you to do some self-talk. And I want you to think to yourself, what would I tell my best friend if this was her? What would I do? Like, take yourself out and do your own session, guys. Trust me, sometimes it works. And I'm like, okay, what would I tell myself in this season? And what are you going to tell yourself? And also, what's a new way that you can use your strength? When I was working for a crisis pregnancy center, I never even knew that I had this strength in me, guys. And I say all of these things not to toot my horn. Please know that's not my heart here. But just knowing that I never believed in myself to be able to create anything. Well, shortly after my 1 year into my bachelor's, I recall that it was time for me to get a job. And I saw that, okay, who's going to pay for all these school books? Like it's getting a little tighter and tighter. My husband was Ubering, had a full-time job and whatnot. And I remember being hired at a crisis pregnancy center, and the director there telling me, like, we don't have anything laid out for you. We have this vision of what we want it to be, but we feel like you're the right fit. And I'm like, oh, heck no, I'm not the right fit. I do not do things without A, B, C, and D. Okay, people, Jesus, stop trying to like set me up here to fail. Okay, that was my approach. Or I think I was more like, no, devil, you're not going to do this. But God was totally behind this, guys. And basically, I was able to create programs, and someone believed in me and saw strengths in me like never before. I never even saw that I can create programs for life coaching, programs for parenting, a program for parenting class, a program for abortion recovery, and teach it and have volunteers and a staff. Like, what? No, overseeing volunteers, overseeing, you know, people that wanted to give back and would volunteer and come and teach at the parenting classes and whatnot. And I had to interview them and do all this stuff. What? Mm-mm, that was not me. But God knew that this was a strength in me that still had not given birth until that day. And I remember being almost 3 years there. And I can look back today and knowing, like, my heart, I never thought I can create a life coaching program. But I did. I can create parenting classes. And I did. And help women that have had abortions. What? No, God. But God did. And so I don't know who this is for. But maybe God is wanting you to tap into a strength, a new hobby, or a project. Or maybe there's a career change. Because guess what, guys? I was almost there 3 years. And God was like, it's time to move on. And I went off on my own, doing my own life coaching and seeing clients. And I started my business. And I've seen God's hand upon that. I would have never, ever done something like that. And God had already prepared me with the strengths all these years to do that. And here I am now, having a podcast, doing Transformation Tuesdays, being a counselor and helping change lives, making a difference in this world. Never did I see that coming in my young years. Even as I was having kids, never felt adequate in anything. But I'm here to tell you that when you allow God to take the wheel, He will show you those strengths that you have and that have been sitting dormant and bring birth and give life to those things. I'm sure you're hearing this noise in the background, and it is our neighbor across the street that has someone do their lawn, and their blower is on. So I ask for your grace as you hear this noise every so often throughout this podcast. That's what's going on outside of my window. But I also wanted to just kind of give you an example of what, you know, things like this in growing in your strengths could mean for you. Let's say there's a stay-at-home mom. Her priority is basically in becoming a mom, but yet before she had kids, she had a demanding career as, let's say, marine biologist, right? Due to this major life change, some of the strengths she used to utilize, such as ambition and curiosity, have become underutilized. So being an at-home mom, where is she going to use those strengths of being a marine biologist, right? Create a plan that enabled her to begin using those strengths in her role as a mom. And so she decided to begin teaching her kids about science. And what was her strength? Marine biologist, right? So she began to teach her children about science once a week and had fun activities in it. Additionally, she decided that she was going to begin to work a few hours from home as an editor for a college. You see how she had this career and now became an at-home mom and decided to use those strengths even with her children. Decided to, let's make a little bit of money and use these strengths and I could still be home with my children. What a beautiful thing. And I've even seen that in my own life, where I was able to be at home with my children for many years and then go back out into the work field. It was extremely hard, but I was able to use a lot of those strengths then, and I'm still using them today. I really hope that this was powerful for you. I really hope you got some nuggets out of this. I really want to just really challenge you in closing that if you're not sure what your gifts are or talents, it's time to really ask God. Or ask people that are closest to you, what are my talents? What do you see? What are my gifts? And then ask God where He wants you to pour out His gifts and resources. With myself, as you can tell, I had such a jacked up life growing up. And when I came to a church community, I was so broken, and God took that time to really restore me and erase the lies that were spoken over me for so many years, began to show me my gifts. I want to challenge you to do the same thing in asking God. These gifts that have been given to you are not, like I said earlier, to be put in a box somewhere. God's giving you these gifts not only for yourself, but to help other people, just like I am doing today with you. Surround yourself with people who have similar gifts. Maybe you're not sure how to grow in your gifts or talents. Well, it's time to rally around and get like a crew or a community group that will help you to be able to observe or like intern somewhere. Like I've done internships myself where I've been able to grow on how do they do things? What does this look like? And surround yourself with people that are on the same mission as you. People that make you better, that challenge you. Like, what are you doing about these gifts or talents that you want to grow in? That help you to live and really become energized in your gifts. And that help you to remember what makes you better. Like, these people make you feel better when you're around them because they're speaking life into you. And to learn to walk with the wise. You want to get to point A, go to people that have already paved the way and ask questions. How did you grow in this? What were you doing to help grow in this area of your life? I want to leave you with the scripture in Proverbs 13:12, where it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a long fulfilled life is a tree of life." Guys, if you are feeling hopeless today and feel like you have no strengths, no gifts, no talents, I'm here to tell you, hey, I'm on the other side. And I used to think the same way. And look at where God has placed me. And it's all been God. I've just been obedient to the process. And so be obedient to the process. Begin to ask God, ask others, surveil yourself with people that are going to empower you and call greatness out of you. That's going to be really important in this journey, and I want to challenge you to step out today. You're worth it. Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com, and be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.